Elizabeth Warren: of course Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential run makes my 2020 bid easier. By Hannah Blow on August 21, 2019. Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, said Hillary Clinton's failed 2016 presidential run makes her presidential bid easier, according to an interview with GQ published Wednesday. GQ published an exhaustive feature on Warren and her summer campaigning and rise to the top tier of candidates in the male-dominated presidential field. Warren partially attributes the ease of her presidential bid thus far to Clinton, who suffered an upset loss to President Trump in 2016. However, the author of GQ's feature, Julia Yaffe, did not appear to hide any sense of bias, describing Trump as a committed misogynist who was comically less qualified than Clinton. Though she refuses to relitigate 2016, as she puts it, Warren exceeds that what happened 3 years ago. Hillary Clinton's run and Donald Trump's win makes her current quest for the White House a bit easier. Of course, it helps that Hillary ran in 2016, she told me. She is aware that the energy and momentum generated by a record number of women candidates in 2018, spurred on in part by the presence of a committed misogynist in the Oval Office, also help her. The path now, Warren thinks, is much better trodden. Warren added that she feels energized by the number of women running in the race, six, including herself, Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, DNY, Senator Amy Klobuchar, DMN, Representative Tulsi Gabbard, DHI, and Marianne Williamson, D. I believe that having six women in the race right now makes it easier, Warren told the magazine. It's good to not be the only one standing on stage who's female. She continued. Having started teaching in law schools decades ago when there were very few women, I taught in commercial law, which was largely male. Commercial and corporate and all the money and finance courses stayed heavily male-dominated much longer than some of the other fields, and I've just lived through years of gentlemen. Oh. And lady. Years of, I'd look around the room and there'd be 50, 75, 100 people, and I'd be the only woman in the room. And the idea that right now, there are six women who held up their hands and said, "Yup. I'm in this race. It's just fabulous." Yaffe acknowledged, however, that anti-women sentiments, in terms of the woman leading the free world, among Democrat primary voters are difficult to find. Host is not alone in his sentiments. An Economist/YouGov poll released last week signaled that the perception of Warren as an electable figure, particularly in a general election matchup against Trump, is on the rise. While most Democrats, 65%, have confidence in Joe Biden's D electability, Warren shot up right behind him, as 57% of Democrats say she could probably beat Trump. That is an increase of 14% from her numbers in June. Warren signaled in her piece with GQ that she is ready to battle Trump head-on. When asked about the infamous nickname Trump bestowed upon her, Pocahontas, Warren warned that his insults will not work this time around. "It's just Trump trying to find his way to be insulting," she told GQ. "And he'll try to find it for everyone because it worked for him. But it's not going to work this time around.